Welcome, everyone, to Burgess Power Hour, and we are so excited tonight, we, the royal we, because we're going to be talking about shifting our perspectives around disasters and trauma. So I figured that might be a good topic for us these days, considering everything that's happened in the last little bit around a lot of different disasters, natural and man-made. And some of the trauma that we go through from those, but also just trauma in our lives and how to shift our perspective. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody, but never fear. All you have to do, if you want to say anything or ask questions or share anything, you hit *6, and that will allow you to come in and ask questions. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and just mute everybody so we don't get too much background noise. So I'm planning on, as many of you who have been on these calls before, you know it's very experiential. So a lot of times what I do with people is I have you get a pen and paper out so you can start doing some subconscious things and writing and come up with all of these things that we're going to be doing together when we go into these different topics. And for those of you who are brand new and who are virgins to the call, welcome, and hopefully you'll come in every month and play with us. And this particular call, though, I'm going to say you're not going to need, and you can take notes for sure because I'm going to give you a plethora of things that you might want to take notes about. However, on this particular call, the experiential part is we're going to do a little meditation. So I'm going to teach you a little meditation, and we're recording this. So if you have registered for the call and you have signed up to be on the call, you will get an automatic recording of this so that you can use this meditation anytime, anywhere. And if you didn't register, never fear. We will also post this on our Facebook, Essence of Being. Facebook will post the recording. And also, we will also have a lot of other goodies for you available as well. So you can go to essenceofbeing.com and look up all the fun, free things we can give you and all the cool stuff that's going on. And so before I get right into the meat of it, I just want to remind everybody that we just I just came back from Women's Prosperity Network in Orlando. It was awesome. And I'm flying back out again tomorrow morning to come to Fort Lauderdale to teach Essence of Being, which is our flagship workshop, play shop that we do, one of the many, many series of workshops. And then I'll be back in Atlanta the next weekend to do it again, the Essence of Being. So we're doing back-to-back Essence of Beings. So I invite all of you who are wanting to come play with us. We still have room available in both play shops. And then in November, I'm going to be out of the country. So I'm just giving you a quick little announcement about this, and I'll remind you at the end of this call that I will not be doing a live power hour. I'm going to be filming changemakers in Ecuador and the Galapagos and teaching a bunch of people down there, and we're going to have a whole retreat down there. We're going to be doing a fire walk in the Galapagos Islands. I'll be facilitating that for everybody. Never been done before. So I'm excited about that, but we will have videos and things for you for November, so just stay tuned to your emails. If you're on our email list, stay tuned, and you will be getting all the goodies and all the things for November, so I'm not going to leave you hanging. Okay, enough about that. So, shifting perspectives. So we can have these disasters that have happened, I would say. We've had these hurricanes, we've had floods, we've had fires, we've had earthquakes, we've had tornadoes, we have had bombs in Somalia. We have had Las Vegas happen, all the shootings, all of the traumas and disasters and things that have happened around this world. And it's really easy to get caught up in all the chaos. All you have to do is look at your phone or turn on the TV, and seemingly everywhere you look, it's like one thing after another that keeps happening. And that is the global perspective, right? But then we have our own chaos and our own traumas that we have, and things that we go through in our lives around relationships or business or finance or our jobs or our purpose or life in general, just being happy. And disasters and traumas happen when people suddenly pass away or, you know, all of a sudden we get a diagnosis. I mean, that can be pretty devastating. So it's a macrocosm and a microcosm that we're going to play with tonight on how to shift our perspective around all of those things. So the first part about this is, remember, I'm going to do a meditation soon. So if you're driving, you may not want to, you know, be doing that and listening to the call when I start the meditation. So you can listen to the recording after that, or just pull over. And again, if you want to take notes, please do. So what comes up around fear, what comes up around trauma and disaster is our fear. Fear really comes up sometimes about what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Who am I going to be? What's going to happen next? How am I going to handle this? So in The Course in Miracles, which is something pretty cool, they talk about what fear is. It's called false evidence appearing real. Or it could mean forgetting everything is all right. So that's an acronym. And again, for false evidence appearing real, what happens is anything that we have a fear around, it shows up in our life, and we've gathered evidence all of our life that it's real. And so it's the same kind of thing when we have a trauma in our lives, if there's some kind of trauma that happens, sometimes we can go right into that fear place about the what ifs and how am I going to handle this. And we start gathering evidence that it's that we're not going to be able to handle it, or just the unknown is fearful. And we start gathering evidence all of our lives about what does the unknown mean to us? What does taking risks mean? What does it mean when I can't pay my bills? Can put you in fear and trauma. And then when you have really excruciating trauma around things like the Las Vegas shootings, or you have the disasters of the hurricanes, or these things that happen to people that really can put them right into fear about how am I going to survive. And the part about fear is that you only have two choices. You can either be in the fear thought system, or you can be in the love thought system. So those are really the only two choices. You're either in love or fear, love or fear. And what I'm going to be helping us shift tonight is how do I get from fear and back into love and knowing that all is well when I don't have a house or when I don't have a home or when I don't have a job or when I don't have my husband anymore. You know, these types of things that can be very traumatic can really set you into a PTSD type of situation. So I'm going to give you a tool as well, not just a meditation, but I'm going to give you a tool to use when anything like that comes up that you can use. And really quickly get yourself back into what does this mean? Surely this has a meaning. So before I go into that, I want to give you a little bit of information around the brain and why these things happen when you go into trauma or some kind of fear, or when disasters happen in our lives, that it's a brain theory of the fight, flight, or freeze. So I'm going to give you a little bit of scientific background for this, that for those of you who understand that, basically we have the reptilian brain, and our reptilian brain is that autonomic nervous system. That's what it basically functions. It goes back to the basics. And so it's there to really for our, it's there for, it came up so that we would have a way to run when we were in trouble. When there's fear in our face, it gives us the ability to make a decision to run, to basically flight, to run from that saber-toothed tiger, you know, back in the day. to run. So it triggers an automatic response that we need to run because we're afraid, and there's fear there. And it also can trigger a freeze situation. If you've had any kind of trauma in your past, you know, just think about it. Do you just sit there when we're kids? If we had any kind of trauma in our lives, especially when we're children, we just kind of sit there and hope that it's going to go away. So we freeze. We don't know what to do. It's that deer in the headlights, kind of a frozen response that we have to what's happening. And that could be our go-to response that we have as an adult. We just freeze. We don't know what to do. Many people get stuck there. So if something happens in our life, sometimes we just get stuck. We don't know how to get out of it. So one way we can get out of it from our reptilian brain is we have to discharge our fears. We have to discharge ourselves. And this happens in nature. So just think about it when a bird hits a window. It gets stunned, right? When the bird kind of flies into the window and it kind of lays there for a minute and it's very stunned. So if you watch what happens, it starts to flap its wings and it starts to discharge. It's an automatic response to discharge, allowing itself to discharge and flap its wings around and kind of re-energize or get their brain back into functioning so that they can fly away. So oftentimes we don't allow ourselves to do the discharge. We hold it in. We don't have sometimes a function of let me flap about a bit, let me scream, kick, and yell and flail in order for me to bring myself back into an operational place in my brain. And see, what happens with human beings, we have the mammalian brain, and that really allows us to feel the emotion. And then we have the prefrontal cortex, and that's our thinking brain, okay? So when the cortex goes offline, we have trauma or perceived trauma. What happens is we go into that middle brain with our emotions. And then the reptilian brain takes over and the cortisol shoots through it, and then we either say we're going to attack, let's go attack, remember the fight, or we freeze or we run. So those are the choices typically what happens with our brain and when we allow ourselves to feel our emotions through our mammalian brain, then that is something that some people don't even allow themselves to do that. They just cover it all up. And there's no discharge. So by discharge, I mean if you allow yourself to do a release, to have some type of release, whether it be an emotional release, whether it be, kicking and screaming or raising your voice or a punching bag, those types of things. And, of course, I'm an expert at that kind of thing with people, so I really allow people to go there if they need to because I understand, and I want you to understand, that this is a function of being human, to be able to teach you resiliency, to be able to allow yourself to come back to the center, to allow yourself to discharge all your fears so that you can get back into that center, get back into that love system. So it all means something scientifically, just FYI. I could go a lot more into that, but I'm not going to. But I wanted to give you a scientific basis about why we do the things that we do and how to help you shift your perspective about all of this. So when the hurricane came, let's say, for a lot of you in Florida and, of course, Puerto Rico now and Texas and all over the place, life sometimes can feel like a hurricane, right? So I'm going to use that hurricane as a metaphor. Everything that we believe to be true can change in an instant with one phone call. Like I was saying, the microcosm, a relationship or a job ends or a loved one dies or we get sick. And these outside experiences have the potential to plummet us into chaos, unable to make decisions and take action when it's needed most. So I don't know if any of you can relate to that, but I sure can. And here's the thing I want to say and remind you, that at the center of every hurricane is the eye. And I wrote a blog about this, just FYI, if you want to read it. But at the center of every hurricane is that still, that single point in space where the forces of the storm are in perfect equilibrium. So just outside the center, the power of the wind blows, right? But in the eye, there's peace and calm and clarity and stillness. And if we could just learn how to harness the power of our I, that centered place inside us that knows that all is really well, to access that at the moment that it's the hardest. Because sometimes it's really easy to say, yeah, things are great, you know, I'm all is well, when things are working for us. But when things aren't working for us, That's where the rubber hits the road. But these tools I'm going to give you and these experiences hopefully will help you shift out of that pretty quickly so that you can stand in the center again, in the stillness. This is where we can experience the storm all around us without the doubt and the fear. So as you watch your failed relationship or your old job or your money or your diagnosis or whatever fly past you in a swirling chaos, you know that inside all is well. So this is where you know at your core that you're perfect and whole. You are not your job. You are not your relationship. You are not your diagnosis. And somewhere in that dance between being a human being and source energy, whatever you want to call the universe or God or divinity or great spirit or energy or whatever you want to call it, that still small voice resides, and it's ready to guide us to navigate the storm. So what we resist persists, right? So it's important that we relax into the present moment when these things are happening. Resisting life's flow only creates pain and suffering. So, for instance, if we're standing, just imagine yourself inside a hurricane. If you're standing in the eye, all is well. And what happens is so many times we dip down into that chaos. We kind of turn our bodies into the wind, and we get hit with all the shrapnel and the whatever, all the stuff and the debris that's flying around, and it hits us and it hurts and it's painful. And sometimes we forget that, oh, that's right, all we have to do is stand back up and we won't get hit anymore. Oh, that's right, I have a center where I can go to. All is not lost. There is something more here that I can connect with instead of all that other stuff. So Once we settle into that, we can begin to hear that still small voice, the truth of who we are. We are the eye of the hurricane. So stand up for the integrity of who we are and be the eye instead of dipping down into the chaos and letting it pull you off center. So many of us will allow our outside influences to move us in a certain way. And I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes it can be extremely difficult to remember when you're in the middle of everything, all this trauma and disaster, to remember that all is well. But that's when we really need to do it the most. And here's the other thing about storms and disasters and these terrible things that happen, often in nature, you know, that destruction is a pathway. It creates a pathway. And they're still expressions of creative energy. You know, where a storm clears a path, flowers can grow. So many of us have these breakdowns in our lives, and forget sometimes that the breakdowns are on the way to breakthrough, and the breakthrough is on the way to break free. So you can take all of the things that have happened in your life and the things that are happening around us in the world and really notice the breakdowns, but realize that's happening for a reason. And you may never know it, you may know it, you may not, I don't know. But the truth for me is, once you have a breakdown, things start shifting, if you allow it to. You're on your way to breakthrough. Just think about your past. Things have happened that you thought while you were going through it really sucked, right? And you thought, this is, you know, I'm never going to get out of this. And then you realize later, in hindsight, you look at that and go, wow, if that hadn't have happened, then this wouldn't have happened. And then this wouldn't have happened. And then this wouldn't have happened. And so you can look at it from the perspective of it, like it's already happened so many times in your life. When you have these breakdowns, just know that the breakthrough is on its way. And just know that once you have a breakthrough, you can break free. Break free to be who you are and to come back to center. I have a great saying. I don't know who said this before, but, you know, if there's a lot of poop all around you, if you got a lot of poop around you, you might want to look at all the poop and say, well, I know there's a pony in here somewhere, meaning that no matter what is going on in our world and in your world, you can still look for the pony and know it's somewhere in there. Something's going to come from this. It's going to be a good thing. And so I really feel and know that we are all on the precipice of a new paradigm, a shift in our cosmic energy. And so one of the things that I teach about is contrast leads to clarity. So if you have a lot of contrast in your life, contrast is all that stuff that's not working. And I would say if you've been through some really terrible things, and I know many of us have, that contrast doesn't feel good. It's the things that really aren't working in our lives. So that contrast leads us to clarity, because a lot of times when we have all this stuff that we don't want in our lives are happening, it leads us to getting very clear about what we do want. I mean, think about it. When you're sick, you get very clear about health, about choosing health and being very conscious about being healthy. Think about when you lose your home in a flood. You get really, really clear about what's really important to you. It forces you to really get clear. So the contrast can really lead to clarity. So sometimes we do need a dramatic example of what isn't working before we can shift energetically to recognize what it is that we really want. What is the most important thing to us? So what is it about these disasters and trauma that brings strangers together to help each other? So I believe it's because in the face of a faceless tragedy that we've had, so many tragedies, we are able to recognize our oneness. Rather than fighting for our position, we remember our connection. That the gift the storm can bring, this is the gift that any kind of terrible thing in your life or in the world, that's what the gift can bring. That we are one human family. That we are connected. And if we choose to look at it that way and shift our perspective in that way, then perhaps a lot of these things may not appear so often or will come into existence. So as we try to put them into a context and try to make sense of all of this stuff, make some sense out of what seems at first really senseless, the image that keeps coming up to mind is that our collective heart chakra. Now, chakras are energy centers in our bodies and out of our bodies, but the chakra of planet Earth, a lot of stuff has been happening around the planet Earth right now. So I think our heart chakra has been blasted open. And now it's more vulnerable and receptive. So think about, you see all those images of people helping each other, and you may have been one of those. And think about when you're in drama and trauma and disasters, a lot of times people, it does open you up to become more vulnerable. More vulnerable and receptive. But it doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem really congruent, right, in the light of all these violent acts. But it seems completely consistent with how we as humans tend to grow and change. Think about it. It's often a devastating action that catapults us into some kind of healing or some kind of reconciliation. It's death that reminds us how precious life is, and grave illness that makes us value our health. It's hatred that reminds us to love, and guilt that signals us to be patient and compassionate with ourselves. So this duality is often difficult to reconcile, and we tend to always want to go with a good choice, right? We want the peace and harmony. But the dark, quote, dark sides exist for a reason. They are there to reflect back for us those things which we need to see in order to continue our own evolvement. They're beacons that are being tuned in and turned on right now. There's so much value in trusting and knowing that we feel in the midst of apparent chaos. So many of us are tapping into the passion of wanting to help and wanting to expand in a way that doesn't fuel all this violent energy. But it may not serve us really to judge or condemn the catalyst. It's real easy to. Nobody wants hurricanes. Nobody wants Las Vegas. Nobody wants any of that. But it's the storm on this planet that refreshes and awakens us in a way that the status quo cannot activate. This is not to say that we could, you know, that I condone the behavior clearly or want to have all these disasters. But we do try to put this behavior into perspective to better understand it. So, on a personal level, these events have made me more committed to the work we've been doing in our Essence of Being series of really helping people teach them how to live from a more feeling place and one of abundance rather than lack, one of love other than fear, and trust. So when we come from that stance of love, responsibility and respect for all beings who share this planet, we can begin to find new common grounds to settle our differences. And I hope you all agree to that. And clearly, if you were on this call, one of the things that I always say in the workshops is trust and allow and don't ask how. Trust and allow whatever trauma or disaster is happening for a reason that we just don't have access to a lot of the time. Don't try to figure it out. And by the way, anybody and anything that you've had where you are in PTSD, one of the best ways to get out of that is to have social engagement, is to be social, is to have some kind of connection with human beings. To be able to, again, let go of anything that's pent up so you can discharge any of the fears, discharge it so that it leaves, just like the bird hitting the window. It discharges itself. So I'm going to give you a tool, and then we're going to do the meditation. So one of the tools that I use in our play shops is called the Universe To-Do List. So if you ever find yourself not knowing what's next, not knowing how to, just overwhelming odds of I don't know how I'm going to handle this, whatever it is, you might want to use this Universe To-Do List because it works miracles. And what you do is you just put on a sheet of paper, you draw a line down the middle of the paper, and on the left-hand side, you put your to-do list, and on the right-hand side, you put the universe to-do list. You can call it universe, God, Great Spirit, higher self, something, okay? And on your side of your to-do list, you only put down the things that you are willing to do today. So I'll give you a really benign kind of example. Like if you're trying to figure out how am I going to get a car. You know, I'm trying to figure out how am I going to buy a new car. So on your list, you would put, I'm going to look on the internet. I'm going to go to a test drive, a car. I'm going to go look and see and compare pricing and that kind of thing. Now, that's what you can do. On the right-hand side, you would put all of the other stuff that you have no clue. How am I going to pay for the insurance? How am I going to pay for the car? Where's the car going to come from? So you would put everything over there on that side and say, things like handle paying for this car, take care of how I'm going to be able to afford this. So basically you're giving the universe marching orders. You're turning all of your fears, all of your unknowns, all of your thoughts that are not serving you. Just put that over there, all the anxiousness. Show me signs to make the right decision. Help me make the right decision. Handle all of that mess. Help me know that all is well. Because another thing that I always say in our workshops is what you focus on expands. What you focus on gets bigger. So I would encourage you to focus on what is working in your life. Just find one thing. There's got to be one thing. You're walking. That's good. For, you know, that's a starter. Or you're breathing. That's good for a starter. Find one thing and appreciate that and focus on that. So the universe to-do list is really, really powerful. And you can use, you basically, the universe has a lot of abilities and resources that you may not understand how to access. So what I do is just put everything over there and say, you handle it. I'm going to do what I can do, and that's it. I'm not going to worry about anything else. I'm going to put it all over on the universe to-do list, and you guys handle it. I'm letting go of being in charge of that. But here's the caveat. When you use this tool, you don't want to go back to your garage and say, oh, car's not here yet. You don't want to keep looking in your street. Say, the car's not here yet. It all comes in divine time, right? It all comes in the time it's going to come. And sometimes it's not exactly when we want it. So you don't want to reset. If you keep doing that, it resets it. It resets it. So once you write it on the universe to-do list, let it go. Let all your angst and your fears and your troubles and all that stuff just go. And you do what you can do today. You do what you can do. Take action on what you can do. So that's one tool to use. Now, here's a meditation I'd like to share with you on how you can very quickly get back to center, to get back to the I, to get back to knowing that all is well. It's called running your energy. And even if you don't understand it, even if you don't believe it, even if you don't do meditation, that's okay. So if you're driving, please, you know, don't go into meditation with me, but pull over or just try not to go off the road there, all right? We don't want any more trauma and disasters, okay? So everybody just, if you would, just take a breath. Everybody just take a breath and breathe in. And breathe in again, a big breath. Like I said, this one's going to be a little different, this power hour, because I normally don't do meditations, but I feel like this is important. So just let your head relax, kind of roll your head around, let your shoulders relax, roll your shoulders, and let your arms just rest on your legs. If you're holding the phone, put it on a speaker if you can. Just take a deep breath again. And relax your tummy and your chest and your back. And allow yourself just to sink into the chair if you're sitting or laying. Allow your bottom just to relax and your hips and your legs and your knees and your calves, and your feet. Just wiggle your toes. Close your eyes and just take another deep breath. And then I want you to imagine, keep your eyes closed, and imagine a grounding cord attached to the base of your spine. Now, a grounding cord can look like a rope or a tree trunk or a cylinder tube, but attach it to the base of your spine. And then let it plummet down, this grounding cord, let it go down and inside Mother Earth. Let it go into the earth. Just imagine it pushing its way through the mantle, going all the way into the core of Mother Earth. So it's attached to your spine, and now it's all the way into the middle of the earth. And then once it's there, imagine all of the things that you are unsure about. Just let it flow right out of your grounding cord. Just allow anything that feels dark or heavy or anything that you're just confused about or sad or angry or frustrated or annoyed, confused. Let all that just go right out of your grounding cord. And let it flow from your body and your heart and your mind. Just let it flow right out into the grounding cord. It's like a big crapper. So just let it flow all the way down into Mother Earth. See, Mother Earth can handle all of this. She is the great recycler. So just allow it to flow out of you through your grounding cord. Let it dump out. And then once you feel you've allowed your fears or whatever's going on for you that doesn't feel good, just let it dump out. Once you've finished getting most of it out, focus your attention on the base of your feet. And from the bottom of your feet. I want you to focus your attention and feel some very cool energy coming up from the ground, from Mother Earth. Feel that cool energy coming up into your feet, into your legs, up to your knees, pulling it up into your legs, up to your hips, and right back out your grounding cord. So you bring up that energy, cool Mother Earth energy. Let it come up into your feet and your knees and your legs and right back out your grounding cord. And continue that. This cool feeling, this cool Mother Earth energy is grounding. It's grounding you. Let it keep coming up all the way up through your feet and your legs and back down your grounding cord. And keep it moving. Keep it going automatically. And then when you have it going on automatic, I want you to focus your attention to the top of your head. And imagine at the top of your head is a golden faucet, a golden spigot. And imagine yourself turning on that golden spigot, the golden faucet. And out comes, out of that faucet, beautiful white light. And that white light is cosmic, divine energy. And it's coming out of the faucet, and it's flowing on the top of your head, going down, down your neck, going down your spine, filling you up, going down all the way into your tailbone, all the way back up your tummy, coming back up through your chest, coming back up through your neck, up through your face, and right back out. So this faucet is filling you up with white light, filling up all the dark spaces, filling up all the fears with love. This white light and pure essence of love, just let it flow down your neck, down your back. Let it fill you up, all the way back up to your tummy, up through your chest, up through your neck, up through your face, and back out. And continue that flow until you feel full. And this love is the knowing that all is well. No matter what, you are connected. You're not alone. And when you feel full, go ahead, turn off the spigot. And see the faucet just float away. And now you're full, full of love, full of white light, full of peace, full of knowing that all is well. And then focus your attention one more time down to the bottom of your feet. And let all of that Mother Earth's energy come up one last time, coming up through your legs and back down your grounding cord for the last time. Completely centered and grounded. And then go ahead and cut your grounding cord off. Just cut it from the base of your spine and let it float back down, back into Mother Earth all the way. Take a deep breath. And then rub your feet on the floor and rub your hands on your knees. And then when you feel like it, you can open your eyes. So hopefully, you feel more grounded, you feel more here in your body, you feel full of love or white light or peace or hope or whatever you want to call that connection, feeling a lot lighter. So that is something that you can do anytime. Especially when you feel really scattered and unsure of yourself and not sure what the next step is, or feeling upset about something. Remember, you can dissipate the fear by discharging, and you can bring in what you want more of if you let go of what you don't want. So by letting go of all that crap, either imagining it coming out through your grounding cord or absolutely discharging physically and emotionally and with your voice and your body, discharge all of it, then you can fill yourself back up. Because if you're full already of pain and fear and upset, there's nowhere else to go. There's nothing else to come in. So in order for you to allow more of what you want in your life, you have to let go of what you don't want. It's as simple as that. And so give yourself permission to allow yourself to let go of all the things that aren't working for you, of all the things that don't feel good. Just dump them out. Does anybody have anything they want to share or any questions or anything about that? You could hit *6. Let me know how you're feeling. Just hit *6 and you can either share how that was for you or...
Hey, Burge.
Hi.
Jean-Marc.
Hi, Jean-Marc.
So that was awesome. I feel a lot lighter and clearer also.
Excellent.
So thank you for that.
You're welcome. And that's going to be on the recording, so you can use that any time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. I'll be coming up to New York soon, so watch out for
me. Oh, cool. Do you know when?
Not yet. It'll be next year. Yeah.
Oh, cool. I look forward to it.
Yeah. Anybody else? Thank you, Jean-Marc.
This is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy. Hey.
Hey. So I did spend some of the weekend with you this past week, and it was amazing. And then, of course, I got back to work on Monday, and oof, it hit the fan.
Uh-huh.
And, this definitely, I want to thank you so much because I really, really needed to remind myself, which this did so quickly and effortlessly, that I can do this whenever I need to. that I can discharge all that negative energy and just fill up with that light and love. And it can be done right at work. It can be done in the car, not driving, of course. But so I just want to say thank you for the reminder, the one I really did need. And I'll see you on the weekend.
Yay.
Yay.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So, hello, this is Donna Blevins.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. It was wonderful because I was tied up taking care of Mother, and I came on the moment you said we're going to do a meditation, the very moment. And it's lovely to be at the right place at the right time. And it's a very similar to mind shift exercises that I do with really short meditations with my coaching clients. And it's so nice to be the receiver. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And that is such a gift for a lot of us who are givers, is to really open up to receiving our, you know, that we deserve to receive as well, and that there are no strings attached, and that giving and receiving is the same energy, and you'll learn that this weekend in the workshop about how that works, giving and receiving.
Well, it's lovely. It's
yeah.
It's what I already know, but if you set it aside and you get
forget
too attached to what's going on, and
right.
This is exactly the reminder that I needed. Thank you so
perfect,
much, Virge.
Perfect. You're welcome, and I'll see you this weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. So we have time for one more.
Yeah, this is Alice Lujak.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I also was called away right at the beginning and got in just at the beginning of the meditation. And when you said, do you know, you said, do you know how you feel? And I realized, no, I don't. I mean, I just feel neutral, like when the air is the exact right temperature and you can't, it's not cold, it's not warm, you don't feel your skin. So I thought I'd announce that.
Okay, awesome. I think neutral.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's perfect. But I could, but I, there was no word that I could think of to describe it, and it wasn't notable. It was just perfect.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'll take perfect anytime. Right. So if you know, because you are perfect just the way you are. So let us really embrace our perfection, and that is when we're in trauma and we're in disaster and we're in all of these chaos things that are happening around us, that is exactly right, that we feel and tap into our perfection. And that is sometimes the hardest times to do that, but that's when we need it the most. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. So I just want to remind everybody that, again, you're going to be able to get this on the replay. And certainly I invite all of you on the call to show up at our Essence of Being this weekend in Fort Lauderdale. We start Friday. And the next weekend is going to be in Atlanta. We start Friday in Atlanta. So those are the last two Essence of Beings that we're going to be doing this year in the country, because I'll be out of the country for November. And reminder that our next Power Hour will be in November, but it'll be November 15th, but it's going to be a video of me, not me live, but you can still access the video for telling your truth. And that's what we're going to be talking about in November, is telling your truth. And then on Friday in the December, I'll be live again, and that'll be December 20th. And that one is going to be on gratitude and self-love. And definitely, as you know, my experiential, I love it. So I'll have a lot of experiences for you to go down to that subconscious part about self-love and gratitude. And there'll be some things for you to do on the video as well next month, telling your truth. So does anybody have any other questions or anything they want to share before we go tonight? Just hit *6 if you want to say anything.
Hello.
I have something to say.
Hello.
This is Kat from Hollywood. I just wanted to say to anybody that is considering going to EOB this weekend in Florida, please do so. It is life-changing, and the key is knowing to keep applying the tools after you learn them. So I hope to see you this weekend.
Yay, Kat!
Meow.
Meow. Thank you, honey. Appreciate that. Yeah, definitely, you know, using the tools is really important. I heard one other person. Was there anybody else that wanted to say something? I can unmute everybody. And we'll...
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Kenneth. How are you guys?
Hi, Kenneth.
Everything is, I am hanging. Thank you. I hear everything. I need that. Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Today's your birthday?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And
happy birthday.
There is a lot happening. There is a lot happening in around my life.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I want to say thank you because here in this lonely place, I have a family that are you guys. And I don't want to sound cheesy or something like that. I just want to say thank you because when I need it, I hear it.
And all is well, sweetheart. You are part of our healing forest forever. And if there's anything we can do for your family in Puerto Rico, please.
I am going to be there, I think so, by the start of November because I don't know too much about them. I know that my daughters are okay. They called me today for a few minutes because the signal communication hang out.
Right.
So I don't know about a lot of my other family. They're going to be there. I'm going to bring money and supply because they don't have the way to take out the money and all that kind of thing. Not too much, you know.
Yeah.
So I just want to see what is going on because the press tell me one thing, the other person tell me another. It's crazy.
So, Kenneth, come by and see me this weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Just come by and see me because I want to...
Yeah, I will be excited.
I want to get my hands on you, okay?
I need it.
I know.
Definitely need it.
All right, honey. Our prayers are with you, and happy birthday. We'll celebrate.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much to everybody in the call, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody so we can just say so long, farewell, au revoir, saying goodbye, adieu, 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 adieu. I don't like to say goodbye, really, because it's just until next time, right? So if we could, just say, let's shout out and say, see you later. Later. Okay, everybody.
See you later.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday. Bye. See you later, everybody.
Hasta luego.
See you Friday.
Yay.
See you Friday.
Yay.
Friday.
Yay. Awesome. Love all of you. Thank you so much for being on the call.
It was great, Virge. You were awesome.
Thank you.
It's Donna Reyna.